14th November 1949, Boyhood Days. The morning of the day on which I returned from Tiruchuli passed off with inquiries about the welfare of all the people. I went into Bhagavan's presence in the afternoon a little earlier than usual, that is about 2 o'clock. As soon as I prostrated and got up, Bhagavan asked me, "Did you have a bath in the Shula Tirtham?" I said, "No, the water in it is not quite good now. We bathed in the tank which was at a little distance from there." Bhagavan said, "Yes, the water will not be so good at this time of the year. In the month of Magha, on the day of the star Magha, it swells and the water rises. The Abhisheka festival of the deity is celebrated on that day, that is, on the 10th day of the Brahmotsavam, or the Brahmotsavam. That day, the deity is brought to the Mantapam, and the Abhishekam is done with the water of the Trishula Tirtha. After the Abhishekam is over, all the people bathe in that tank. In my boyhood days, all of us used to join together and draw on the steps some signs in order to see how much the water rose every day. It used to be amusing. The rising of the water used to start 10 days earlier and used to submerge the steps at a rate of 1 step per day and become full by the full moon day. To us, it was great fun. Some people have said that the water was not rising properly of late. Our people went there last year to test it and found that it was rising properly. They were thus satisfied that what had been stated in the Puranas was not untrue." I said, "People say that on that day Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati also come there. Is that so?" Bhagavan, "That is so. It has been mentioned thus in the Stala Purana, the Puranam of that place. As soon as the Abhishekam of the Swami is over, the water goes down at the rate of 1 step per day. We used to play in the Kalyana Mantapam, which is by the side of the temple. The classes of our school were also held there for some time." In that Sajjana Achal, you see that Mantapam. That whole school has been built up around it. In fact, it's part of the Mantapam. It was just, you know, the columns now are on the walls. You could see it in the walls of the new school there now. "The classes of our school were also held there for some time. You have seen it, haven't you?" I said, "Yes, I have seen it. It seems that one Mr. Mutirulappa Mudali is Bhagavan's boyhood friend. He showed us all those places. I have seen also the Telugu people who were living to the right of your house. They have kept a photo of Bhagavan and are worshipping it." Bhagavan, "Oh, those people. In those days, I used to be in their house for the major portion of the day. People who were older than myself and those of my age have all passed away by now. Only one of them who is younger than myself is still alive. I got accustomed to talking Telugu by talking with them." I said, "Is that how you got into the habit of addressing your father, Nayana, as the Telugus do?" Bhagavan, "No, that was through Lakshmana Iyer. He knew Telugu very well. He taught me to call Father Nayana. After I began calling Father Nayana, all the people got used to calling him Nayana. Lakshmana Iyer was very fond of me. While all were calling me Venkataraman, he alone used to call me Ramana and Ramani. Ultimately, that name became permanent." Rajagopala asked, "Did Ganapati Sastri know about this when he gave Bhagavan the name of Ramana Maharshi?" Bhagavan, "No. How could he know? Long afterwards, during some conversation, I myself told him about this. That's all." I asked, "Was Lakshmana Iyer living in the house to the left of your house?" Bhagavan, "No, no. He was living for some time in the left portion of our house. He came there because he was transferred to that place. He was employed for a long time in Andhra Desha, and that is how he was able to speak Telugu well. He was afraid that he might forget it, and so used to speak to me in Telugu only. The family of Karpura Sundara Bhattar, who now performed pujas in our house, were living even then in the house next to ours. The same family's there now, that Bhattar family. They live in the Tiruchuli Bhagwan's house. The father of Karpura Sundara Bhattar is still alive. You saw him, didn't you? I said, yes, I saw him. He has become very old. He is, however, 2 or 3 years younger than myself. He had 2 or 3 stepbrothers older than myself. They used to tease him always. One day he got a sugar cane and a knife, and as he could not cut it himself, he requested his brothers to help him. But they went away without heeding his request. He began weeping. I felt sorry for him. I took the sugar cane and tried to cut it. My finger got cut and began to bleed. Even so, I felt sorry for him because he was weeping and was a little fellow, so somehow I managed to cut the cane into pieces. I tied my finger with a wet cloth. The bleeding, however, did not stop. I was called for food, as it was mealtime. I went and sat, but could not use my hand for mixing the food. Father mixed it for me. He had my fingers bandaged afterwards. He inquired to find out what had happened. That cut did not heal up for about a month. I said, so help and sympathy have been natural to Bhagavan from boyhood itself. Bhagavan, that is all right. What is there in that? So saying and changing the topic, Bhagavan again said, they are priests, you see. So when it is their turn to do the puja of the Kalyar temple, they used to prepare the food at home and send it to the temple through the boys. Sometimes they used to go there with the boys. We used to bathe in the Kondanya River, pour a vessel full of water on the linga in the temple, offer the food by way of Navedana, and then eat it. The children of the Palle Matam, a village adjacent to the temple, used to join us there. We used to play together till nightfall and then go home. I said, Sundaramurti used to live there, didn't he? Bhagavan, yes. He went up on the Jyoti Vanam, vehicle of light, from there only. I asked, what did you do when the river was full? Was there another way? Bhagavan, no, that is the only way. But then the river usually had water only up to the waist. If at any time there were floods, we used to go by boat. On such occasions, the boys were not sent. The elders themselves used to go. The floods used to subside in a few days. Did you not bathe there? I said, we did bathe. We do not know why, but the water had some bad smell, and so it was not good for drinking. Bhagavan, that is true. The water is no good for drinking, as it is supposed to have some sulfur in it, and which is good for the skin and diseases. People bathe in it. But that's all. It is stated in one of the Puranas that a king by name of Somasitala bathed in it and got cured of leprosy. Once when I had an itch, mother made me bathe in it every day. That is the Jiva Vahini, perennial, a river with water flowing in it throughout the year. Even in the worst summer, water will be flowing in some corner or other. It seems that when Kondinya was doing tapas in that place, there was no water, and so he prayed to Shiva for it. It was then that the river was born as a perennial stream and flowed under the name of Papahari, destroyer of sins. As it was born for the sake of Kondinya, it was also known as the Kondinya River. He has to come back again and pray because it stopped flowing. I asked, it is stated in the Ramana Lila that that place is known as Kondinya Kshetra. Is it so? Bhagavan, yes. Yes. As Kondinya performed tapas at that place, somebody wrote that Jnanasambandha was born into their family. That is also stated in the Ramana Lila. I asked, if that is so, Sambandar belongs to the Kondinya Gotra. Bhagavan, yes. That is why our Venkata Krishnaya wrote down his name in the Ramana Lila as Krishna Kondinya. He wrote that Bhagavan was born in Kondinya Kshetra. The river is Kondinya. The chief disciple Ganapati Muni is a Kondinya. Several people think that Bhagavan in his previous birth was Jnanasambandar. As Jnanasambandar was Kondinya, and all Kondinyas are Vishishtas, and all people of the Vishishta family are Advaitins, and so Swami belongs to that family. That is how it is stated in Ramana Lila. I wrote the biography of Ramana, and so I am a Kondinya. So we all belong to the same family tree, the same Advaita family. That is how Krishnaya writes in the biography. So say Bhagavan smiled. I said, oh, is that is the theory? Bhagavan, yes. That is so. Ganapati Sastri and his disciples write their gotras first. Krishnaya is one of the disciples. That is also another reason. A devotee said that Kshetra Puranam, the Purana of the place, has not been written in detail. Bhagavan, no. It seems it is mentioned in a portion of the Skanda Purana itself. There's a manuscript in Sanskrit and also a brief Puranam in Tamil. In Jyotivana Mahatmyam, also there are some stories here and there in Tamil relating to the Kshetra. It would be good if somebody were to put them all together and write them in prose. Rajagopala Iyer asked, Vishwanatha Brahmachari might perhaps do it. Bhagavan said, who knows? He must agree to look into all those Puranas and write it. Devotee, we shall tell him and see. Bhagavan, all right, do it. As soon as Vishwanatha Brahmachari came that evening, Bhagavan told him, with a smile, that all the devotees felt that it would be good if he wrote the Tri Sula Pura Mahatmyam in prose. It was only after this that Vishwanatha Brahmachari went through all the relative Puranas with the help of Bhagavan, translated the relative portions, and wrote the Tri Sula Pura Mahatmyam in Tamil prose. It was immediately published. Naganarya wrote it in verse in Telugu. That has not been published yet. That's in English now.